Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the great Mike Lombardi. Mike Lombardi is part of the GM Shuffle podcast and works at TheAthletic.com. He doesn't anymore?
No, I don't think he's with The Athletic anymore, but he's writing a new
book. Because he's writing the book now. Mike Lombardi, is the book done? We want to read the book.
The book is done. It's now going through the editing, so hopefully we can get it out there. I don't know when in the release date is. I'll learn from my publisher soon. But, yeah, we're good. We're good to go. Angelo, it's exciting to get it done and finally get that behind you.
Gridiron Genius 2, is that what it is?
I don't know what the title is going to be. It's been hard. It is a journey through the Hall of Fame. It's a story about the NFL, the television, the draft, basically the tree, the coaching trees in the NFL. There's five basic coaching trees. And then it's the top 100 players. I rank the top 100 players and tell a story about each one that's a little unique and different.
All right, we're going to talk about ranking players in a minute. I'm going to give you a chance to do it right here on our show. But, Mike, first of all, what do you remember about Veterans Stadium? Was it a great place for the Eagles to play football because it intimidated opponents?
What I remember is my dad brought me to a game. Of course, naturally, we sat in the 700 section. And I remember Steve Carlton pitching in a game when he was on that incredible streak. That he was, McCarver was the catcher, and we were so far up high, I could barely see anything. And every time somebody hit a ball, I thought it was a home run. I remember that stadium vividly. And then when the year that I worked at the Eagles in that dump in their offices, it was kind of fun to go out there and watch baseball. And to me, I have great memories of that and the Spectrum. You know, I remember being in college and at Hofstra and just driving down to go watch the great Sixers play. And try to get one of those tickets in the high level and sneak down to the lower level.
What do you think of the fact that we've got this cancer cluster involving Phillies players from the 1993? Did you ever feel when you were there, Mike, that there might be some issues with that building and what was under it?
You know, I knew there were issues with the building. I mean, you know, there'd be times where I was, you know, in Ray Rose's office in the beer truck when, you know, it would just collapse. And so you remember Juan Castillo got hit by a beer truck there? I don't know if it was poorly built or if it wasn't maintained, but I think there's some issues there. Certainly when you have that many cases, like I'm not a doctor, but you've got to be concerned about it. And it was a true dump. I mean, let's be honest. It was a dump, and it wasn't maintained. And those stadiums, whether it was Three Rivers, whether it was Bush Memorial in St. Louis, Riverfront in Cincinnati, those were not very good-looking stadiums at all.
All right, Mike, let's do a little ranking of our own here. I'm going to name you three NFL quarterbacks and rank them in the order you think they belong. All right?
Okay.
Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Jalen Hurts.
I think the order you just gave it to me in would be the right order. I would go Hurts, Wilson, and then Fields. I mean, Wilson and Fields are a little bit of behind the curve because they're rookies. They came in, and I don't think either offense adapted to what their skill set is. Wilson got hurt a little bit. Fields was hurt quite a bit. Don't know what Fields' offense is going to be. Is it going to be an RPO? Is it going to be under center? Wilson looked to me at the end of the year, he was playing better. You know, the Jets skill players, you know, when they got Corey Davis on the field, and they've got some of their guys going, Braxton Berrios, they were able to move the ball a little bit more effectively than they did early in the year when they couldn't do anything. But, I mean, of those three guys, Hurts, obviously, his dominating ability to run the ball and control the running game, I think makes him the best of those three.
Mike, how do you feel about Chris Sims being the number one quarterback analyst in national media? Do you think that's true?
Well, I mean, look, everybody's entitled to an opinion. I think, to me, that's what makes it great. You can listen to them. I mean, I'm sure when I rank the top 100 players, I'm going to get ridiculed, and people are going to say, what right do you have to rank any player? You know, look, Chris has got a job to do. He's worked at it. As long as you put the work in and you study the tape, I don't – to me, it stirs the conversation point, and we can have a debate about it. And and get to the right answer. I don't think anybody has it. I think this, though. I do think that you rank players. Like, I'm going to rank the top quarterbacks, but I'm only going to rank what I call blues and reds, right? The top five quarterbacks in the league are blues. The next five quarterbacks are reds. The top 10, to me, that's really what the essence is.
All right. I understand. Chris Sims ranked, after snubbing Hurts, not putting him in the top 40 last year, he ranked both Fields and Wilson ahead of Hurts.
Daniel Jones.
And that guy's got something against Jalen Hurts. And I hope he sticks it to him again. I really do.
I don't know how, you know, I mean, to me, that's strictly a projection. I don't know how you could really do that. I mean, because there's no way you could watch the tape last year. And I would tell this to Christopher if I talked to him. You can't watch Fields and Wilson play. You're projecting them forward. You can't watch them from last year and say they're better than Hurts.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we would think, but he seems to – maybe he just likes getting us annoyed. All right, anyway, I don't know if you're talking about it,
which I think he likes too.
Well, I got 4 hours. I got to talk about something. All right, anyway, here's the next thing, Mike. There was a piece on – I don't know if you saw HBO Real Sports, the piece on Deshaun Watson with the women who are accusing him. Did you get a chance to see that?
No, I did not, but I've read about some of the – obviously, the allegations.
All right, here's what we need to know now. What is the next move by Roger Goodell? It's taken over a year to investigate this. The Browns have showered this Watson with the biggest contract you could ever imagine for a guy with his background. What's going to happen? And the fact that it has now become such a public thing, Mike, will that force Goodell to do something more than he would have otherwise?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, the evidence that comes out in whether it's Real Sports and certainly the National Football League should do their own due diligence in this case, and they have. And Goodell has come out and said that they have collected all the data and he expects a ruling sometime in June. So I think we're looking at least 4 games, Angelo. I could see it going to 8. It wouldn't surprise me if he suspended them for the season.
Wow.
I think what the Browns did in terms of giving them $240 million and really violating the guarantee rule that kind of existed in the NFL, fully buttoned up contract that nobody ever got, was a bold, bold step. And it was the only step that got him back in. You know, all this nonsense about, you know, the Browns were, you know, they had to make a deal to get back in it. They ended up guaranteeing a contract. And I think it's going to make it very hard for quarterbacks in the future to get signed without that guarantee. So it's a double-edged sword. And when you look at the Browns' schedule, it appears like they have an opportunity. The first 4 games are not difficult. I think if it goes more than that, it'll be a challenge.
All right, but I'm looking at the situation now, and I'm wondering, if you were the Browns, if you were part of that front office, Mike, and you were going to make this investment and take on this burden, this PR nightmare, would you have asked that? Would you have talked to the accusers? Would you have gotten information on exactly how much of a lowlife you were bringing onto your team?
You know, Angelo, the number one rule in scouting is you have to know more about the player before you get them than after you get them. So the answer to that question is if you didn't have all the information in front of you, more than what Goodell had, then you're just not doing your job.
Wow.
And that's the key. The key to scouting is learning more about the player before than after. And so you have to have all of it in there. And if you make the decision based on what you have, and you can't begin with the end in mind. You can't say, well, I like Watson, so I'm only going to listen to the people that talk positively about him. You've got to find it like a judge in a court of law, and then you make that decision based on that.
Last thing, Mike. Joel Embiid tweeted out after Jimmy Butler lost Game 5 in the series against the Celtics that Miami needs one more star. We interpret that to mean he wouldn't mind being in Miami with Jimmy Butler. How would you handle the Embiid situation right now? It does not sound like he's happy here.
Well, I mean, we're not happy here either. I mean, who's happy? Tell me somebody who's happy. I mean, seriously, you're supposed to be the best player on the team, and you can't. You know, everybody thinks you're the MVP. Somebody made him the most valuable Philadelphian. I think Ben Franklin's upset about that. You know, I think ultimately you've got to look at him in the eye and say, if you want to be the leader, you've got to be the leader. And leaders don't behave like this. I mean, Maury's got to have that conversation with them to talk about it. Because if you want to run, I think the heat's getting hot on them. I mean, I think people in Philadelphia realize what Marcus Hayes wrote about a couple of weeks ago. I think it's true. It's time for you to be the guy and not always blame somebody else.
Mike, you have reached a new level this morning when you took up for Benjamin Franklin.
I feel well, he like deserves the, it. He is the most valuable Philadelphian, even though he was born in Boston. We have to give him credit.
Mike, we love you, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mike Lombardi, have a great holiday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.